Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
So something funny happened yesterday, and I just want to preface this by saying that I'm not making fun of you guys.
You're laughing with them, not at them?
Correct, okay. Correct. We have three great high school seniors that are working with us, and their senior project is their internship, and they're spending it with us, and they're wrapping up at the end of the week. And so, you know, they have a million tasks that they have to do to help us out while they're here for the short time.
For sure.
So Tessa and Matt. So yesterday, I say to Tessa, I give her a project where she has to address and send out all these mailers that we have, right? And I don't think anything of it. I'm like, you've got to address these. These are the addresses. Like, we got to mail them out. You hand write them, whatever. And I look over afterwards when they're done, and I'm like, huh?
They don't look right.
And I go, first thing she did, Tessa wrote United States on the bottom of each address.
Yep.
She wrote, like, the address,
yep.
And then she wrote United States. And I was like, why did you write United States? Obviously, it's mailing within the 50 states. And she's like, well, I had to Google how to mail something. All right, Tessa, you've never had to mail anything before?
No, I haven't. I've never had to go to the post office. I've never had to mail something, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then
I mean, if you were international, you would have to put United States.
Not when we're mailing to the next state over.
No. No, if you're here, you typically don't have to list that.
I wish you wrote United States of America.
Yeah.
The only thing that would have made it better is if you wrote of America. And then here's the best part. Afterwards,
yeah.
I'm looking at them, and I'm like, they didn't leave the part where you put the stamp. And there was no return address on
so there
a few
was no
of them,
space left over no, at this point.
Right. And I was like, there's just some things that you should know by the time you're graduating high school, like how to address a letter. Have you ever had to buy stamps? Matt, quick question. Mm-hmm. How much do you think a stamp costs?
I don't know. I tell you.
Doesn't even take
I'm
a shot.
Go, I'm going to go a solid like 10 cents.
I
don't know.
In 1947.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's just like a small little sticker, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
It is.
But it does Constance more than
has
that.
To make.
Yeah. No. It's all right.
Stupid. Yeah.
So we were saying there's just some things you should guys know before we send you off to college and, mm-hmm. and the grown-up world. We're going to teach you how to address an envelope. I didn't think
Tessa,
we were teaching that at the internship.
When's the last time that you, have you ever had to mail something before? You ever sent a card to grandma or anything like that?
No, well, you used to have to, I'm guessing you guys had to send birthday cards out.
Yeah.
We have Evites.
Yeah.
So we do everything online now.
She's like, that's a dumb way of doing things the way you guys did it.
You guys are old.
Right. She's like, clearly.
Paying 10 cents for those stamps. What are you, crazy?
She's
the internet's
like,
free.
If anything, I would just call my grandmother. That's also like a time machine.
All right. So we asked on social media and we said, hey, what do you think every 17-year-old should know how to do before they go off to college?
Okay.
Georgianne wrote, write a check. Do either of you know how to write a check?
I do know how to write a check.
Okay. Did they teach you that at school?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Good, good, good. Marilyn wrote, write your name in script. Do you guys know cursive?
Nope. Not at all. I can't even, nope.
Yeah, no. I think they tried teaching us in third grade, and then that was the 1 year we did cursive.
Wait a minute, you're serious? Neither of you write cursive?
No. And my even with the signature, I don't even know how to do my signature.
So what do you sign something? What do you just do? Print your name?
Paw
I scribble.
Print.
Oh, I scribble too. Yeah.
You scribble?
What?
You do a quick little.
A line.
I mean, is the first letter, does it even look like the first letter of your name?
No.
Well, I have pretty easy. The first letter of my name is an M. So,
that's gosh.
So you do M and then you just.
And then my second initial is a W. So it's like a built in scribble.
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
Okay.
Guys, both of you, close your eyes.
Yeah.
Close your eyes, both of you. Point east. Point east. Close your eyes and point east. Tessa's pointing toward the sky.
She pointed up.
She pointed up to Jesus. Yeah. Matt, on the other hand, he just, you were right. You were right.
Well, I mean, like, you don't know. You're sitting here in a room. It's not like you know which way east is either.
No, east is that. He was just kind of making circles with his hand. All right, guys, we have a lot to do before we finish this internship this week.
Wow.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.